And of course, this hour, Alex Jones, your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM as we talk about the whistleblower Edward Snowden and other issues that affect you. Privacy, right here on Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Alex Jones will take your calls. Alex, somewhere along the line, a little Alex Jones, a light lit up and you went, I didn't know that. I'm going to investigate that. What happened? What opened your eyes?
Well, George, I started reading a lot of history books when I was a very, very young child because my mom was a history major in college. So there's a lot of history books around. And I started reading history because it was just very entertaining and was much more interesting per page than fiction. And so by the time I was probably 15, 16 years old, no exaggeration, I had read hundreds and hundreds of history books. And I probably read 50 history books on Vikings. I thought that was real interesting and would go to the library after work. My dad would pick me up from school and we'd drop to the library. He loved to read and I would get history books. And then I started reading large texts, and I read more than 100 books on World War II. I read many books on the Depression. I read books about the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. And so I didn't know it, but I was getting an education on how governments and elites operated. So by the time I went to college and was being taught that the family was bad and guns were bad and America was bad and capitalism was bad, I knew this was socialist, communist, anti-liberty brainwashing, and said, my goodness, I better change my major from history. I was planning to be a history professor. I better change it from that to the media. And so I took a few years of RTF, radio, television, and film, and then was trying to get a job while I was doing that in media and said, why don't I just do access television? So I was 21 years old. Back in 1995, I'm only 39 now, but it feels like a million years ago, when I went and did an Access TV show, and 6 months after I was doing it, I got a call from a program director, nicknamed was Shark Man, a famous guy who'd been syndicated all over the country as a rock and roll DJ, and he said, listen, I'm programming a local talk station. I'd like to give you a weekend show. Come on down. And the rest is history, my friend. So I've been very blessed by God by pretty much immediately being able to live the American dream of sharing my free speech with the public.
Excellent. Let's take some calls. Jenny in San Antonio, Texas. Get us going here, Jenny. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to talk about Snowden, and I'll give credit to my boyfriend because he brought up this point earlier when we were talking about it. But what is the definition of espionage? Because the definition is giving information to enemy parties. So Snowden was breaking this information to give it to Americans. Does that make us enemies of the government?
Yes. Wow, what an astute point. Look, as George Norrie, who served very honorably in the Navy, will tell you, if he gave out our codes, if he gave out torpedo speeds, if he gave out how fast our bombers can really fly, you know, it's classified how fast an aircraft carrier can go, how deep a sub can go. It's classified how many rounds a Aegis Gatling gun can really fire. I mean, that's all classified. If that was given out, that would be treason. Instead, it's our global corporations that are giving the communist Chinese and everybody in North Korea, selling them our secrets for profit. These big defense contractors sell the last generation of weapons to our enemies so they can sell us newer weapons. That's all on record. That's real treason. The president last year having Congress told that we're under NATO and UN command and Congress isn't over the war powers. That is true treason against our republic. That is taking over our country. But Snowden coming out and saying, we're spying on you. Here's the documents. Here's the evidence. They're watching everybody. They're persecuting the press. They're watching Congress. They've had congressmen quietly come out and say, hey, the cloakroom we found out is bugged by the NSA. And that was in a few newspapers, but the media didn't seize on that because they're not ready to arrest congressmen yet. It's not treason to say no to Stalin. It's not treason to say no to Hitler. It's not treason to say no to evil. Snowden simply pointed out what General Petraeus, as the head of the CIA, told Wired Magazine and over 50 other newspapers at a technology conference. Type in, your dishwasher is listening and watching you, and you'll get Wired Magazine with the head of the CIA laughing, saying, oh, it's no big deal. We track you over your appliances. They've got microphones and cameras in them. This week, Wired Magazine, The Washington Times, The Associated Press, all reported on Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina, a great Ron Paul type guy that doesn't get the attention he deserves. A bipartisan bill has been introduced and is getting big support by Democrats as well, not just Republicans, to ban the Kinect system of Microsoft that uses wireless internet to scan through your walls and create an image of your body. Wireless internet can act like a camera, and they're admitting that cable boxes and other things have hidden microphones and cameras in them. That is insane. We need to say no to this. Is Congressman Jones a traitor for pointing out that they're putting microphones and cameras in cable boxes and TiVos? No, no. It is treason against humanity to not say no.
You know, Alex, earlier we were talking about if the founding fathers knew about internet, text messaging, cell phones, what would they have done when they saw this being done?
Well, if you read the Fourth Amendment, it says that we will be secure in our person, papers, and effects, and that for them to be able to come in your house or touch your person or go in your wallet or read your papers, because they had codes and things as well. You know, the founding fathers had their own private codes. They used the Revolutionary War. To be able to do that, you had to have an oath or affirmation, sworn testimony by a witness that you had dead bodies buried in your basement or that you were robbing banks. And then you had a chance to face that accuser at the grand jury and at court, not have secret testimony that they'd seen during the Inquisition and all these other incredible persecutions that we'd gone through in Europe that made the pilgrims come here to get away from this type of behavior. We're not just the king, but all of his minions could just say, I want your daughter, or I want your farm, or I want your ship, or I want your business, or off with his head, or to the dungeon with you until you confess. You know, and 5 years later, are you ready to confess? Or torturing people. We know what evil is. And our founders, if you read the Fourth Amendment to the Bill of Rights, they said this is absolutely illegal, and that when the government does this, it is an act of treason. Treason is violating the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is the high law, even above the Constitution, as Article 9 of the Constitution states. Article 9 of the Bill of Rights states about the Constitution that it is the overriding, all-powerful directive, and that we do not get our rights from the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights points out the unalienable, self-evident, organic rights. They had laws saying black people weren't humans, but the Constitution properly enforced struck that down. You can have a law. The New Jersey Supreme Court ruled last week, Child Protective Services could take your child with no evidence of abuse. That's legalizing state kidnapping. So that's my point, and all I know is this. Everything that's happening is 180 degrees, the polar opposite of what this country was founded on, and the opposite of what America, the former light on the hill, was supposed to be about. So anybody that says we're traitors or the press is traitors for standing up for basic liberty, they are the traitors. They are the enemies trying to overthrow our republic. And the Declaration of Independence says it is not just our right to resist them, it is our duty.
Very good, Alex. Next up, Cornelius in Alexandria, Louisiana. There you go, Cornelius.
Hey, God bless you, George and Alex. Boy, I really enjoy y'all when y'all come on. I wish y'all would stay on for 4 hours sometimes. I told Tommy, on the Huffington Post, they had a guy named Clark on, and he's saying the government can take control of your newest cars because they've got all those computers in it. I just wanted to hear what
y'all... That's the former head of National Security Council, Richard Clark said, George, go ahead and tell him.
Yeah. No, I'll take my answer off to you.
Okay, Cornelius. They have the capability with some of these newest cars to, via GPS and everything else, to be able to control it. They can, for example, ring the horn on your car. They can flash your headlights. I'm sure they have the ability to steer it and control it as well. A lot of people are saying that the Michael Hastings, when he crashed in this new C250 Mercedes, it may have been taken. It may have overridden from what he was doing, and, you know, he just went out of control. What do you think about all that, Alex?
This is the ultimate example of the technocracy. Google is the NSA, founded by the NSA and CIA money 14 years ago on record at Bilderberg. They are now transferring all their power to Google. Google is the top of the pyramid. Google saying, you know, don't be evil. What a joke. That is camouflage. All these movies coming out about how Google's sweet and cute and funny. That is nothing but sugarcoating on the cyanide to liberty that Google is. And in their own words, Google said their plan is to get rid of cars worldwide driven by humans. They are already lobbying the insurance councils on record to show that Google cars, robot-driven cars, are safer than humans, and then first charge you more on insurance if you're a human pilot, and then finally phase it out. The new Lexus, the new Mercedes, I mean, most new cars, I've gone out and looked at them. I can't even get a new car, not just fancy stuff, but regular things, because they have this driver assist that if you go in the wrong lane, it takes control. I test drove one of these last year. A Lexus that has this, just to see it. And I was thinking about doing a news piece on it and then got busy and never put it out. In fact, I've actually got that on the drawing board, on the computer. I've got the footage. Maybe I'll put it out next week. We all just get behind. And I would go into the other lane. It would jerk and take control and push me back over. That is robot control. That's what it is with the smart meter spying on all your appliances.
What's going to happen with the revenue from law enforcement who gives tickets? Who do you give a ticket to if there's no human driver?
Well, thank God. That's exactly, George. That's where you've got old lobbies against this. But this is the dehumanization where the technocrats have decided to put in this digital skin that tracks and traces where everything is a spy and everything is there to control you. And then they can just assassinate you whenever they want. Look, they've had remote control aircraft since, you know, the V1 and V6 of Hitler. Kennedy's older brother, who would have been probably president if Joe Kennedy had his way, his plane blew up when he was in P-38 Lightning chasing a remote-controlled B-17 loaded with explosives, and Messerschmitt shot him down on a secret mission. They had remote-control aircraft on the Allied side by 1943. Look it up, folks. So the point is, they've always had this drone technology the last 65 years, and now they're embedding it in the cars, and I'll never forget, they had the head of the Digital Angel Implantable Microchip Corporation on TV about 14 years ago, and they said, we're going to sell this as elitist, and that's why the public will want to get it. So you pay to have a car that spies on you and tracks you, and so when you have a wreck going 80 miles an hour, the cops indict you for reckless driving because the computer recorded that. You see, this all has a double edge, and then we run out wanting it. And, yes, I reported this last week, but Richard Clark came out and said, quote, Hastings accident, quote, consistent with a car cyber attack. That's a quote. He said that to the Huffington Post. And, again, DARPA came out a year ago and gave a special briefing saying someone with an iPad can hack into any of these modern cars and control it and kill people with it. In fact, that's what they're concerned about.
Amazing stuff. Let's go to Canada. Jeff's with us, International Line. Hey, Jeff, go ahead.
Tonight on a CBC program called As It Happens, they were interviewing the fellow who was able to track down the two football players in southern Ohio who had raped and videotaped that young girl last year. And during the interview, he said that he is now under investigation by the police. And as opposed to the two football players who have both gotten 1-year sentences, He is liable now if he's found guilty through three different laws. One of impersonating by way of a computer, computer hacking, and I think it's your Homeland Security breach, that he could be in jail for 25 years for doing the police job of flushing these two rapists out.
Yeah, here's what's happening, and I'm familiar with the case.
Great, thanks.
Here's what's happening. All over the world, the bureaucracy is scared to death of the press, and they're scared to death of the people. That's why they want to shut down talk radio, bring back the fairness doctrine, put an Orwellian term openly, and censor the web with this cybersecurity situation, is because they're scared of you being able to call in. They're scared of us being able to communicate. They're scared of you having a voice, and they're scared of the press doing what they're supposed to do as muckrakers and bringing common criminals but also government criminals to justice. There is a worldwide, from communist China to authoritarian Russia to authoritarian America, there's a real war here. The press isn't going along with it. There is a war on the press. I hope people understand that it's a big deal to be hearing this on the radio. A lot of people are taking risk, not just George, not just me, but people in the structures of program directors and media and general managers and network heads who are standing up right now for you to be able to even hear this. I hope people appreciate the fact that this is special, what's happening right now.
I hope so, too, Alex. Charlie's in Salem, Oregon. Charlie, take it away.
Oh, guys, big, big pleasure. First, I just want to have a statement, then I have a question. I'll make it quick because I know that people want to speak with you guys. I was born in the inner city, from the inner city, and for me, the Fourth Amendment never existed. Police could pull us over. They went through our cars. They went through our pockets. It didn't matter if you're innocent or not. You were in the wrong place, wrong time. You would get messed with. So that's my statement there. And my question is how come we don't remember the old checks and balance system that America is really based on? The executive, judicial, and the legislative branch. Those are supposed to be the three things, and then the federal government and then the state's government. Those are supposed to be the checks and balances that made our system work. But it seems that corporations have kind of leaked in and they've taken over but two things, and that's the information we have and the internet that we have and our voting. And as you could tell, what the Supreme Court did with taking away mandatory federal checks of state voter restrictions, they threw that out the window. I mean, what's next, guys? I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
What is next, Alex?
Well, look, I mean, it was just a few years ago. I'd sound like a maniac talking about this. Now it's almost passe. What's next is people in the power structure, in government, and in corporate structures realizing that their children have no future if they don't do the right thing. And it doesn't mean we all have to be heroes. It doesn't mean that those of us in the media have to do everything perfectly or that we have to win the whole war ourselves. Many people doing little things moves mountains. Many hands means light work. And it's just time for all of us, like I just said earlier, support this show. Spread the word about coasttocoastam.com. Even if you don't agree with everything that's on here sometimes, it doesn't matter, because it's about having an open mind and expand those horizons and talk about what's good versus what is bad and create a debate and a dialogue. You know, the reason this global program of tyranny is being accelerated is because the people are waking up, so the globalists are racing because they're scared. So
we're coming back, Alex. We're going to take some final questions and your comments next on Coast to Coast AM. Well, only this program can talk about governments disrupting our constitutional rights and then talk about Pleiadians and what their message is going to be. That's what we'll do next hour on Coast to Coast AM, but we'll be back in a moment with Alex Jones and your final calls here when we come right back. And welcome back. Your phone calls with Alex Jones. We'll go to Eric in British Columbia, Canada. Hi, Eric, go ahead.
Oh, hi, George. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I wrote out something here based on what I think George Washington might say. And if you'll bear with me, I'll just read it quickly. My fellow Americans, many of many, if not most of you know now that your government is not a government of the people, by the people, or for the people anymore, but rather a government of the Federal Reserve, by the Federal Reserve, and for the Federal Reserve. The federal government no longer serves the people as I and the founders had envisioned, but is actively perverting and working to destroy the freedoms we had fought for and enshrined in the Constitution. My advice to you, therefore, is this. Today is the 25th of June. If by the 25th of July the Federal Reserve has not been abolished and the power to issue the nation's currency returned to Congress where it belongs and where we had decreed it should stay, then after the 25th of July, any employee of the federal government shall be considered an enemy of the of the people, to be captured or otherwise neutralized by the people. The armed services should know that they are not serving the people, but rather a banking cabal, and should therefore not take up arms against the people of America. If called upon to do so, if the Federal Reserve has not been abolished, since they will, in fact, be obeying the banking cabal that gives the president his marching orders.
Sure, sure. America's been occupied. You know, that'd make a good bumper sticker. What would George Washington do? And why not have a foreign government like NATO run our military as they do now? We've had a foreign banking cartel that calls itself the Federal Reserve. You know, if Hitler would have called himself the federal leader, the American federal leader, we probably would have be under Hitler's grandson's control right now. But instead, we have foreign banks running us because they call themselves the Federal Reserve. So that's a great point you make. I mean, George, we really are being absorbed by the globalists. Look at all these European countries where the private banks now appoint the president or prime minister.
Oh, there's no doubt. And George Washington is probably rolling over in his grave. His bones are rattling just at the thought of what's going on these days. By the way, we get a lot of calls from Canada, Alex. You're going to be at my event in Toronto this weekend via Skype. I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely. This Saturday, in fact, the site is what, George Norrie Live?
GeorgeNorrieLive.com, or we've got a link at my website, and we've got three special guests. And I just love going to Toronto. The Canadians have been our brothers.
I'll be there with you, but at least I'll be there via Skype. But I just told the story last hour about my Canadian experience. Canada's a beautiful country full of great people, but I need to get a letter from the Canadian government or something saying they won't do that to me again, because I'm kind of...
are you, like, blacklisted?
Well, you know what happened? You covered it on the show in 2006. No, I think it was Bilderberg. In fact, I do plan to try to travel to Canada soon, because it's such a beautiful country. And I guarantee you this, if anybody's in New York or Rochester or any area, you need to cross the border and go over. And well, aren't you almost sold out anyways, George?
Yeah, there's some tickets in the back. And it's exciting to me because I think my mom's coming up with my sister from
Detroit. What a neat lady. That's going to be amazing.
That'll be. She's never seen me at a live event before. So I'm looking forward to this. Teddy in Lake County, Indiana. Take it away, Teddy. You're on with Alex Jones.
Hello, gentlemen. I want to say that I appreciate both your men's work. You guys are like the modern-day Thomas Paines of our time. It's beautiful. Let me just go straight to the Ed Snowden. You know, I want to believe that this guy is a hero, and I've already called my senators and whatnot. I saw this interesting article by Naomi Wolf, who is an author professor, and she was suspicious of this guy, which led me to start thinking, you know, it's almost like, you know, this is just my opinion. I want to believe he's a hero, but it's almost like an IRS-planted question, because this guy comes from a private security firm. It's almost like out of a Tom Clancy novel. It is probably a CIA asset, and he's a Ron Paul supporter, libertarian, who runs to China and Russia, and it's just going to demonize our movement, and worst of all, I feel like whatever information he has could leave plausible deniability.
Sure, let me say this about Damian Wolf.
To like the heat seekers, Alex, as well as any other attack. This is plausible deniability. We don't know what information he has. Whatever gets out, this is just it looks bad.
Sure. Some people have thought this. Go ahead.
I saw her article, and I've even had some of my crew, you know, question things, which is fine. But we're not saying, hey, Naomi Wolf, you're a Rhodes Scholar, which was established to get the best and brightest and set up world government. So we can't listen to anything she says while she's a Rhodes Scholar. Look, the NSA is spying on people illegally. They admit they're doing it. It's wrong. They're using the NSA on the AP. Have we forgotten all that came out? It changes the subject. There are actually a bunch of NSA whistleblowers. When I have one on, it doesn't get picked up. They may have picked this up because the guy ran, and they think they can focus on that and say, oh, look, he ran. But it's like saying, a woman got raped. She was wearing a short skirt. She deserved it. I don't agree with that, and it changes the subject. And I'm seeing a lot of people with no evidence come out and say, I feel funny about it. You know what I feel funny about? Meet the Press saying that press that talks about the NSA spying should be arrested. You know what freaks me out? Donald Trump saying kill Snowden illegally. That's what I'm freaked out about. And look, Russia said, don't leave the airport. We don't want you. The guy did what he believes is right. Even if it turns out he's not an angel or something, it doesn't matter. They admit what he said is true. Here's an example. The email went out to his friends and family, the Rolling Stone editor. We reported on it Wednesday, a few hours after his car had blown up last week. And the FBI came out and said, that's not true. That's not a real email. WikiLeaks is wrong. We're not investigating him. Guess what? His friends and family are scared. They're being told to shut up. That's in the news today. They're starting to go public. They were visited. The government lied, okay? So they lied about that. They probably blew his car up. I don't know who did it. But the point is his army buddies are coming out saying they believe he was killed and the family's scared, but they're going to go public. So we're going to change the subject. Hey, maybe we're going to say that Hastings is a traitor. Maybe I'm a traitor. Hey, let's blow Alex Jones up. Breitbart's dead. Aaron Schwartz, who, basically owned Reddit, was leading the Real Anonymous fight for internet freedom. He said, I'm getting married. I'm going to fight these fake federal charges. And they hung him, and they said that he didn't, that he wasn't killed. He committed suicide. Ladies and gentlemen, the deaths are overwhelming, okay? So this is a distraction, and everybody shooting in the dark, trying to say maybe Snowden's bad with no evidence, really make me want to throw up.
Remember that David Kelly episode in Britain?
Yes.
Who was going public, and they said he committed suicide in the woods. The problem was there was no blood by his body when his wrists were slit.
Dr. David Kelly, and then it turned out he sent to over 100 people an email saying, I've been told I'm going to be killed and put in the woods 2 days before it happened. And Snowden, runs for his life, and people make jokes about it. Meanwhile, Hastings said, I'm going into hiding. They're probably going to raid our offices. And then he's dead hours later. I mean, that'd be like if I was on the air tonight and I said, George, I'm getting threats. Hypothetically, George, I'm getting threats. I've got to go into hiding. And my car blows up on the way home, George.
Yeah.
Come on.
East of the Rockies, Ray in Oklahoma City. Take it away, Raymond.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, people need to remember history, too, because you hear how they keep talking about that Keystone Pipeline and stuff.
Yep. Obama said we're going to shut that down. America's not allowed to have oil, baby. We're getting shut off.
Yeah, I know, but if you remember when I think it was Bush Jr. was president, they tried to get that pipeline run from Canada all the way through the United States into and through Mexico. So, I mean, it's like, if they don't want us to have a coal, what's left? And look, when was the last time that we built a nuclear plant, too?
Well, listen, if you're big insiders, you don't make money off innovating. You make money off controlling the regulators. And Texas, that was supplying five states with most of its power until 2 years ago, In the last 4 years, we crossed the Rubicon 2 years ago. Texas, they've built all these giant power plants right over the border on the Mexican side, owned by globalist companies that lobbied to shut our plants off. So they now have dirty plants pumping mercury into the air that blows right up into Texas. And Mexico is the second biggest supplier now for the five-state area around Texas. We now get our power from Mexico. So exactly, if you're a globalist, how do you make money? You use government regulators to shut down your competition, and you build power plants in China. And we paid $21 billion, and now it's official. 3 years later, they built them. People can look this up. $21 billion of taxpayer money to ship General Motors, the Cadillac, and Volt, and other factories, new factories, to China. It isn't just like the slaves over there built it cheaper, so they went there. We paid our money. We're being dominated. And again, it's the Cloward and Piven strategy. It's Nation Magazine promoted it. It's a plan from the 60s. Obama talked about it in college. It's to bankrupt America. Stalin, when he took over Ukraine and Poland for a decade, made everybody move into government areas, shut down the industry, shut down the farms to break the people. We are under, Mao did it. We are under the Cultural Revolution, Great Leap Forward. We are under Agenda 21, deindustrialization. Thousands of bombers couldn't do, strata fortresses bombing our industry couldn't do this.
5 years ago, if people were to hear you, Alex, then, how many would have believed you compared to now?
Oh, 5 years ago, maybe 60%. Now it's like 90%. I mean, here's the good news. I took a week off a few months ago. I went up to Hot Springs, Arkansas, just because I'd go up there when I was a kid, camping and stuff. And I went and stayed at the Arlington Hotel. Mm-hmm. And they had a state water district manager meeting there when I was there about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago. It was right when Jim Tucker died. I didn't want to check the date. And they were having it in Hot Springs, Arkansas. I spoke to probably 50 water managers who came over to me and shook my hand and said, "We know fluoride is brain damaging people. We know about the Harvard studies. And even though the state passed a law saying we have to do it when we took it out a few years ago, we're not doing it, and we're standing up." So there's the good news. I mean, more than half of the time now, when I walk by troops on the streets, there's a lot of military bases around Austin, Fort Hood and Camp Mabry and stuff, the troops tell me that half of their units are awake and know what's happening. So, again, the good news is it isn't just Alex Jones or George Norrie out there. The good news is people are waking up.
Yeah, they are, and they're waking up in record numbers. Chad is in Wichita Falls in Texas. Go ahead, Chad.
Yes, George, thank you very much.
Sure thing.
I was just wondering, Alex, or I know that one of the most important events that led to the National Socialist Party taking total control was the Reichstag fire of
1933. February 27th, 1933, the Nazis firebombed the Capitol.
Could you see something like that happening in this day and age?
That is their ace in the hole. That is what I'm really concerned about, blowing stuff up, blaming it on the Liberty Movement. Every sitcom, every drama, every movie that you see that's cop-based shows the Patriot libertarians as the terrorists. Because they know we're just the Americans. We're just the liberty lovers, so we're the bad guys.
That's a good point.
We're the people aware of the bad guys. We're the guard in the bank that see them robbing the Bill of Rights. So obviously the bank robber is going to say we're the bad guys. And I'm very concerned about that.
That's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yep, that's their big kahuna. I mean, any cop show I watch, the person that loves George Washington is a child molester or a terrorist or a murderer or, something. And it's just people should ask, why is this the message? Because America has been seized by a bunch of anti-American scum. But the good news is they don't have everything under control. And I talk to a lot of Hollywood folks that are bucking it. Superman, Man of Steel has a very pro-family, anti-elitist, anti-eugenics message. The film that came out, Oblivion, pro-liberty message. I know a lot of big Hollywood people, and they are really awake to what's going on. And, I've talked to people like Mike Judge, and he knows a lot of people that are awake. And I can just say his name because he's been public lately talking to me. But, I mean, some of the biggest names in Hollywood, including producers. By the way, George, say hi to you. They're obviously listeners of your broadcast, being number one out in that area of California. as it is in most areas of the country. So we're not alone, but there's a battle happening. That's the point. Every good man and woman has to come to the aid of liberty right now. You have to be heard. You have to get aggressive now because the tyrannical bullies are trying to take over.
And, of course, here's the exact quote, by the way, in that Donald Trump interview. He said, you know, spies in the old days used to be executed. So he's calling Snowden a spy.
Yeah, and then he goes on to say it's cheaper and quicker just to do it. But look, that's NDAA. You know, Obama, the president, signed that two New Year's Eves ago, and he said, don't worry, I won't implement it. And the government got a law passed saying they can kill citizens secretly? But we're not going to use that.
Okay. I haven't talked to you about drones yet, and that could be one of the things that journalist Michael Hastings was working on before something happened to him, before he died.
In fact, you said that a few nights ago because I heard you covering it. The issue is his wife has come out now through intermediaries. It's in mainstream news and said he was working on CIA and drones and NSA, and it was the biggest news that it was going to make the – and his friend has also said this on Fox News. It was going to make his previous reports look small. He had something bombshell, and he got blown up.
Yeah. I know, that's so bizarre. Let's take one more quick call. Cassius in Toronto, Canada. Go ahead, Cassius.
Hey, George and Alex, how are you guys?
Good, Cassius.
I just want to tell you both that I listen to both your shows every night.
Thank you.
It keeps me going. My question for Alex is, I know, George, you're coming to do a show here on the 29th.
Yes.
As you said, and Alex is going to be your guest via Skype. Because you said the story about him having some trouble getting in the country, or them hassling him anyway. Alex, are you going to let these guys have the last word? With somebody with your stance on politics and thought, you're not going to let these guys get away with it. And I am in law enforcement and personal security, and if you guys need any extra help when you come into town, I'll give your producers my info off the air, and we'll meet you at the airport and make sure nobody.
Well, all right, you got that. We're going to do that right now. And, Alex, I've only got 30 seconds. Go for it.
Well, Michael Hastings' wife has now said that she believes he was taken out and that, quote, she's going to go after. Let me read the exact quote. She's vowing to take down whoever did this. She's a fighter, he wrote. That is his military buddy. Sergeant Joe Biggs, who's now going public with that. So we're all not going to let the globalists get away with this. Bowing down, that time is over. The world, not just America, is standing up. And, George, thank you so much for having me on the broadcast. People can follow me at Real Alex Jones on Twitter, and thank you.
You got it. Alex Jones. Up next, a little switch as we talk about Pleiadians and their message on Coast to Coast AM.